Ethical white hat hackers are the ones you ask to find vulnerabilities in networks so they can be fixed before the bad guys expose them. With federal agencies and contractors dealing with so many daily attacks from cyber criminals, it might be time for agencies to start using white hatters themselves. That's according to Phil Bond, former Undersecretary of Commerce for Technology. He spoke about it with Federal News Radio's Eric White.
The federal government always looks to the private sector in IT to kind of see what's coming and what it should adopt to improve the security and functionality of its systems. And right now, there's a full-fledged movement around addressing the white hat ethical community, bringing them in, using them for crowdsourcing, basically, for your software or sites to make sure that they're really hacker-proof. Yahoo, Twitter, Adobe, Microsoft, Google, on and on, GM, all doing this in very public ways, trying to reach the hacker community, the ethical hacking community, and say, please look at our software, kick it, see if you can find any bugs or holes. That has to come to the federal space. It is in only very small ways right now, but it needs to be a bigger and more formal ways, is basically what we're saying. And we were looking at the case of HackerOne, which is kind of one of the early movers in this space and that has built a big platform of ethical hackers to enlist in the battle.
Cybersecurity is a big concern for a lot of federal agencies. Do you see white hat hackers playing a big role as agencies and even defense contractors try to shore up their cyber defenses?
I think they absolutely will play a bigger role. There's no question that the big contractors are interacting some with ethical hackers already, but I think you'll see those programs become bigger, better publicized, and more formal over time. And I happen to believe myself that a few years from now, the buyer, Uncle Sam, federal procurement officials, are going to say, before they buy software, show us that you have crowdsourced this or open sourced this to the ethical hacking community. Show us that you've done everything you can to ensure that the program or site you're providing us is bug free.
Why aren't federal agencies already doing this? Why don't they have programs that allow hackers to show them what their vulnerabilities are? Is it sort of pride or is it out of security concerns?
Oh, no, I think this is still a relatively new movement and development that some of the bigger IT companies have adopted and have put in place, and it's a kind of a cutting edge thing, but it's starting to happen. Certainly, ethical hackers are in touch with federal contractors and government agencies about things they find, but I think it's going to move to be more formal. The federal government, because it is Fortune 1, it is so large, is always going to be behind the cutting edge smaller companies or the cutting edge high tech companies in the private sector. And I think in this case, you'll see them start to close the gap. I want to add that the administration has done an awful lot in the last few months in the wake of OPM to shore up cybersecurity and plug holes and so forth. So I think that they'll get to this too.
Is there a lot of interest for these white hat hackers to work with federal agencies, even though out in the private sector and with many IT companies, they may not get paid as much and there may not be as many benefits? Do they feel sort of obligation to help out the country when, you know, right now cybersecurity is a main concern and regarding terrorism or, you know, any sort of hacking that occurs?
Yeah, good question. I think there are two fundamental parts to that. One is the full-time employee, somebody who comes in and really works in cybersecurity, who has an ethical hacking background, and they want to come and apply that expertise to the private sector. There are going to be plenty of folks like that, and they'll perhaps make less money, but they want to help their country. We see that in the tech execs who have volunteered to come and help in the administration and in federal agencies and so forth. The other side of that, though, is really what HackerOne is doing, which is saying you don't have to hire anybody. We will be the Uber of white hat hackers. You hire us, we go to the hackers on your behalf, and you don't pay a dime unless they find a real bug that you agree is a bug. Then you just pay a fee to that outside private sector ethical hacker, and the company then takes a percentage of that as the platform in the middle. So you don't really have to hire anybody inside the government firewall. You just want to invite some of the best ethical hackers to kick the tires and look for holes.
But are federal agencies going to be willing to do that? I mean, even Uber itself has had some issues with, you know, people saying you don't know who all your drivers are and you don't know who's registering. How can companies like the one you mentioned keep track of these hackers to make sure that once they get in there, they're not actually wearing a black hat?
Right. So it's a great question, and again, a few different parts to that. One, there would be different rules, of course, for the federal space in terms of hiring and so forth, but I think what you'll find is increasingly the federal government will turn to its trusted partners in the contracting community and make that a part of the contract, that we want you to execute this, and you interact with them, and you let them kick the tires and find out and certify whether there are any real bugs, and use those trusted federal contracting partners as the way to get that done so that they're delivering a totally secure product to the federal government at the end.
So could it be something like 18F has launched with a sort of micro-purchase reverse auction saying, we have this code now, if you can find bugs in it, you know, we'll pay you for each one that you find? Or would it be something else along the lines of just ensuring security across the board for the entire network?
Well, I think the 18F is an innovative and interesting example because that would be the kind of platform you could use, and you could adapt that to interact with ethical hackers and do the same kind of thing, where it's kind of a small reverse auction that has authority to be paid, and you pay for the bugs that are legitimate and certified and need to be fixed. The other model would be just to build it into the contract with your prime integrator or whomever to say, you know, we want you to make sure you take this extra step and crowdsource any new software to make sure that it's as secure as we can hope it to be.
Former Commerce Undersecretary Phil Bond speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.